Rock it on to the best station on the net. Griswold Radio. Streaming 24/7. Griswold Radio. Griswold Radio is number one gospel radio station.
You take to my story, I give you the glory. Arapatari biti, you alone at one. Out of nothing, you turn me to something. Allahu ma she, I salute your name, oh. Makore de, Moshayomaya. This is to take me someday. I know you are capable, all around the world, none like you. Fimile, jaji farajo, afijosi, give you pet. Komale, mole patawa.
Right, beautiful sound from my man Easy. That one is titled Aribiti Rabata off the Message album, and we are loving it right here on praiseworldradio.com. Okay, so guys, we will be heading straight to the phone lines to hook up with Easy all the way in Maryland, USA this lovely morning. We're going to be checking out what he thinks about the album. We had a listening session not too long ago, and we would love to hear from this music minister by the name Easy. Taking it easy on this lovely morning right here on the Praise the Clock show. So if you're ready, let's take a trip all the way to Maryland on the phones this morning. Hello, good morning.
Blessing follow me. Hey. Follow me.
Okay, right now playing is a song by Easy. This one is entitled Plenty Blessings. We'll get to it in a bit. Wishing you plenty blessings this morning as we head back to the phone lines. We got Easy on the phones this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Oh, fantastic. This is a lot clearer. We are taking it easy with Easy. on a typical day, on a regular day, what would you say is your wake-up time? Are you an early riser or you are a chill bag and work at night kind of guy?
I'm not an early riser. That one I know for a fact. Yeah, but typically I wake up 6, 7 a.m.
Okay.
If I... sometimes 8 o'clock, I mean, depending on when I start work, you know, around that time. So I wake up 6, 7, you know, say my prayers, do my coffee time,
right,
and go straight to work.
Fantastic.
You know, but today I'm off from work, so.
Oh, fantastic. Sounds good. So there's a lot to talk about, and we don't have so much time, but there's a lot to talk about because if I recall, this should be your first time on the Praise the Clock show. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
We got to give the first timers bell a blessing. You're welcome to the show. Welcome. All right. So the first time, we had Melissa on the show the other day, and then when we were playing songs from Easy, she's like, "Oh, Easy. How is that spelled? Is it E A S Y? Is it E A Z Y? Is it I Z Z Y?" So how did you come about this name? I'm curious.
Yeah, it was just my first name. My first name is Israel.
Okay.
And from there, that's where we cropped out the name Easy.
Oh,
I mean, really? That was yeah, back in college, you know, one of my very good friends, Wale.
Oh,
nice. I was in computer science, he was in mathematics, and so we were kind of close to each other, and he would just say, "Oh, easy. I'm like, "Come, let's make this thing a music name now," you know, so and that's how Easy started. Yeah,
and here we are,
just from my name. My name is Israel. Yep.
Easy, take it easy. Okay. All right, so great stuff. You're one of the artists here that, and I say this a lot on the show, that there are few artists who can swing both ways and do that effortlessly. When I say both ways, I mean like the fast tempo songs, take you to the club type of song, and take you to the church kind of song. You know, so
praise God. Yeah,
the first time I heard you sing a slow tempo, you know, what we call worship song, I'm like, hold up, is that easy? Because the easy I know is the, you know, bumping afro pop afro beats type of guy. So tell me, which of these two genres would you say you are more comfortable with?
Well, so recording wise, of course, the afro beats.
Okay.
But ministry wise is worship. And that's why a lot of times when I go to minister, you hardly, I do the afro last, actually. Okay. You know, because I'm more of a, when it has to do with ministry, I'm very focused on, you know, bringing down the presence of God. Mm. I'm not saying afro songs will not do that, but, you know, when you lead people into God's presence, you know, you're pretty much showing them who they are, really. Mm. And that's through worship.
Right.
You know, it's beyond singing, though, but, you know, I just find myself doing a lot of worship songs while ministering effortlessly. Like, that's why I think a lot of people may not know that until, you know, you see the ministration. So, but for recording, I do the other one effortlessly.
Wow. Okay, so this is some of the things I get to do on the show. I get to put people on the spot, and I'm about to do just that right now. Now, let's just imagine that you were put on the spot, and God just says, "My son, Easy, today you will need to choose one. You either choose to record Afrobeats on and on, or you stick to worship songs, ministration type of thing." What would your answer be?
Any day.
Ah, oh, not really.
I'll drop after quickly.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's surprising, though. Ah, that's cool. Cool stuff. So that's why you chose on the album, The Message. You chose to give your listeners both sides of you.
I think it was a little beyond that. I think for me, I wanted every single song on that album to pass a message. Okay. And so it came from a revelation for each track. Basically, each track you listen to has a scripture, you know. And it was more so I wanted every single song, which is really the aim of, I believe should be the aim of every minister, you know, to pass a message about a theme, a topic, you know, something ministering to your life, something taking you back to God, something, you know, making you declare praise, victory, power, blessings, of course, you know. So that was really the idea behind the song, you know, because prior to this album, I had a double album, which was Higher and Lifted.
Okay.
And that one, I know I decided to have one album with one side, another album with another side of me.
Okay.
That was when I actually separated both. But for this particular album, the message came from out of a place of a hunger for God, and just passing out something on each song to the world. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's really... That was really the summary of that album, really.
Wow. Great stuff. So how long did it take you to put this album together?
I would say 2 years. I started recording a couple of them in 2017. And I always joke around with this a lot, because in 2017 was when I got married. And so I knew that... I wanted to focus a lot on my marriage, so I had to record a couple of songs prior to us getting married.
Right, you know, do the work ahead.
Yeah, so I recorded about 6 of them prior to the wedding, you know, and so I resumed recording again like mid-2018.
Okay.
And so after that, I paused again, you know, I had to focus on another event that we do here every year called Seb Mai. It's a worship event that you know, I put together every year. Okay. I paused. So I had to now resume the recording again in 2019. So the entire phase, there were some songs that I actually wrote in 2017 and I never touched. I picked it up again. Just so that, you know, sometimes you don't get the revelation right there and then. You just have to pause and wait for when God speaks again.
Yeah.
So there's songs that I remember, you know, holding off in 2017, holding off in 2018, and I picked it up again in 2019. But the entire process was 2 years. Production, mixing, everything.
Wow. Looking at the album, I see there are quite a number of guest appearances. And also quite a number of production efforts here and there from a few people. So let's talk about the production first, because we have the likes of Okay Soke, we have STO, T-Babs, Goldfingers, Fat E, and a bunch of them. What would you say inspired your choice of producers? And, you know, for some people, they work like with one producer for the entire album. But for you, it's a different ballgame. So can you tell us what inspired that?
Well, I think first is relationship. And so all of them on that album are beyond producers to me. They're brothers. And that's really key for me. If I have a good relationship with you, I would love to work with you. You know, because I believe that's, you know, value comes after relationship. You know, and so, and second of all is connection. You know, I am so connected with them musically, and, you know, somewhat spiritually as well. And I think for me, I love diversity.
Okay.
And there are certain things that I would want to hear in my music that I know that if I walk up to this particular producer, I'm not going to get it.
Okay.
Because, again, it goes back to relationship. It goes back to working with them prior to now. And so if I say, oh, okay, let me walk up to this person, I know I'm not going to get that type of sound. You know, and I'm also a producer, so I kind of already know what I'm looking for, you know. And so that was what really inspired, you know, using about 8 guys. And if you hear the songs on the album, you see that there are different feels to them, you know, and that's just because, you know, of the people I worked with. I think for me, for this particular album, why I had over about 8 people on, you know, on the production credit is because there were specific sounds that I wanted to hear, you know, and I'd be like, okay, people are better for this. Oh, okay, STU is better for this.
Right.
Oh, it's okay, it's better for this, you know, and that's how it went.
Fantastic. So now that the album is out, do you love to listen to your songs? Do you enjoy listening to your songs,
brother?
you know why I got to ask you that? Like for us, when we record jingles, we record radio shows or stuff like that. For some people, they don't like hearing their voices. They're like, nah, I don't want to hear myself. You know, so some people, I don't know. They're like, so that's what I'm asking. Do you enjoy listening to your songs?
I actually love it. My wife is tired of it. I love it. Like, I listen to it every single time.
Ah.
And she's like, you know what? When the album comes out, how do I enjoy the song when I hear it every day in the house? Like, get used to it, though.
Not a way.
Yeah, I love it.
Okay, so on this particular album, The Message, Which of the tracks? No, don't go all that. Yeah, all the I love all the tracks. They're all my babies and all of. I don't want to hear that. Yeah. But for real now, yeah, of these 15 tracks on this album, which of them would you say is dearest to you?
Wow, that's a very tough one, man. Tough one. Do you mind if I put them on genres, or do you want to?
Okay, you're trying to play smart on me, but yeah, let's have you win on that. You can put them in genres.
Okay. For worship, it's Holy Ground, and it's funny that that's not many people listen to, but it's Holy Ground. The reason I pick Holy Ground is. It's like it helps my relationship with the Lord personally, you know, because when you hear Holy Ground, I think the way the song came about also really mattered to me, and it made it my favorite.
Okay.
Because the Holy Ground in that case is referring to me, like you, like everyone, you know, not a physical ground, if you get what I mean. Yeah. And so that really resonates with my spirit each time I sing it, you know. And on the other one, for Afro, will be Plenty Blessing.
Plenty Blessing. Ah, I like that one too. I actually do like it. I like it.
Yes.
That's great. Yes. So what has been the reception so far? I mean, what have been people's reaction to it? When we had the listening session of the album on the show the other day, the feedback and the reaction we got to the album was quite good, but I'm just asking, even over there in the US, what has been the reaction of, you know, people to this new album?
Honestly, it's been the most encouraging out of all the albums, I'd say, because, you know, there have been a couple of testimonies just from listening to the album. There have been a lot of reviews, good reviews to the glory of God. Wow. From the album. You know, it's like, I mean, like almost every day, you know, I get a message, oh, wow, I just heard this. It's been blessing me. You know, I'm listening to this during in traffic, and it's really ministering to me. You know, things like that, and I'd say it's been the highest reviews I've had in years.
Wow!
You know, and I really thank God that it came out.
That's,
you know,
amazing.
But it's been great.
That's amazing. Amazing stuff. Now, I can't get done with this conversation without talking about the recently released video that you put out, Best. That's track number 4. Very simple video, very nice, very lovely, with some acoustic guitar playing in there. What was that for you like? What was the experience like?
That video was a very interesting shoot, because I shot that video in the cold. Oh my goodness, it was.
And you had to act like everything was fine.
My goodness.
You had to act summer.
It was freezing cold, and then we shot it by a river, so you know, you can imagine the. How cold it would be when you're shooting by a river,
right?
You know, so it was very, very cold. You know, even the guys that acted in the video, they would run inside a car, get some heat, you know, and come out again. But I had to be there the whole time for 4 hours.
Whoa!
You know, even the guy that was strumming the guitar, at some point, I think his hand started freezing; he couldn't move it. Dude, there was this time I was trying to smile, my cheek was already frozen. Like, brother, don't put this on the video, you know. But it was really,
wow,
it was really a great time. You know, we shot it in Virginia. That's like was about an hour from where I stay.
Okay.
And you know, just, it's funny that the storyline to that video was just thought about 2 days to the video, shoot.
Whoa.
You know, and the way everything worked out, you know, I love the song too. It's just that you told me not to mention more than.
I do love it.
That's another. that's another lovely song that blesses me, you know. But it was a good time, great time, you know. The video director is Spanish, you know, and we've been working for years, you know, prior to now. So you know, when you're used to someone, you already know what to do. We got it done in 3-4 hours, and we're out
faster. Nice. Oh, great stuff, man. I wish I can keep talking and chatting with you like for the next 30 minutes. But time is running so fast. One thing, yeah. Do you miss Nigeria?
Oh, man. I think my answer would be yes and no. Honestly, man, I miss Nigeria for the food. I miss Nigeria for the, you know, just the people, the culture.
Right.
But, you know, things.
Go on, bro. Say it. Say it.
Well, you know, in the US, you know, things are a lot easier. You know, things are readily available.
No lies,
you
man.
Know, you have everything around you, you know, you know, I believe Nigeria will get there. I'm still a proud Nigerian anywhere I go.
That's right.
Anywhere, you know. But you know, here there are infrastructure, everything around you makes things easy. If you're here and you don't succeed, then you have a problem, literally. You know, like, because you have everything around you to succeed.
Yeah.
You know, you have all the facilities, all the, you know, consistent power, Wi-Fi, everything, just making life, you know, easy, and you can easily achieve your goals. I'm not saying it's not possible in Nigeria, don't get me wrong, but, you know, there are some hindrances of course, there are hindrances here too, but not as bad, you know. And so, I love Nigeria, and I love the U.S. at the same time, but I think I know that my country will get better, you know, security and all of that, by God's grace. God will help us.
Amen. No.
I'm glad we're out. We are praying.
Thank you so much for being real on the show this morning. I really do appreciate it. It's so nice.
Yes,
it's been so nice chatting with you. Hopefully, we get to do this again pretty soon.
Absolutely. All right, thank you then. So much. I really appreciate it.
God bless you, bro. So we're gonna end this with a song. So I need you to pick a song for us to play right now.
Okay. The song. It has to be Plenty Blessing, man.
All right, let's do that. Plenty Blessing by Easy coming right off. Thank you so much. Don't forget, you can follow him up on social media on Instagram. It's Easy Again. ITS Easy Again. All right. Twitter, it is @IAM_EasyBits. So follow him up on social media and get connected, get updated with what he's up to and what he's going to be up to in the next near and far future. Thank you so much once again. Have yourself a lovely, lovely rest of the day.
And you too. God bless you. Thank you, guys. Amen. Keep doing what you're doing, man. Really appreciate.
Thank you so much. Plenty blessings, yes, to you, bro.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, cheers.
Bless. Yes, sir. Plenty blessings follow. Be the follow me. Give a favor, follow. Be the follow me. Mercy follow. Be the follow me. The fool's anointing follow. Be the follow.